Mark, that was done very tidily by your team this morning. No room for nerves.
No, after the slow death of last week, we're delighted because we've showed character again. But we're so disappointed to let a game go that we had three opportunities to nail last week and didn't. And then to lose a toss, to bowl in the second innings with sunshine, and we know what difference that makes at Leeds. Mm. And still to come out with a 100-run win on a low-scoring game, that's quite a big margin. As a head coach, I'm absolutely delighted by the character of the team as well as the skill.
I wonder where you think, Phil, the difference was in this game. I mean, clearly there's two handy bowling units in very useful bowling conditions, but you've managed to chivvy out some extra runs that were available. You know, and there were one or two of your players really were able to contribute. Michael Burgess' runs look a very, very tall contribution, for example.
Yeah, I think we held length better overall throughout the game, especially in the first innings. I think Yorkshire probably bowled better in the second innings than they did in the first overall. We got a few more half volleys, which in a low-scoring game is vital. And like you just said, you know, we got some vital little partnerships back into that innings. Burgess 60 was out, you know, was such a pivotal score, but we managed to get a few little chip-ins around him, which allowed us to get 150. You know, Gary Balance's innings was equally as excellent, but luckily from our point of view, nobody else got any with him. Mm. And then you suddenly got a 40-odd run difference, which is, you know, long as the wicket doesn't flatten out, it's a big twist, isn't it? Sibley's innings in the second innings, again, we've similar to Michael's, a different way to absorb that many overs to score runs, and again to allow some partnerships. And you got I think it was a 70-run partnership with Burgey again, then Brezzy's runs obviously, and it felt a lot of runs. And the only thing he didn't want is sunshine.
Yes.
You know, I was desperate to get a session yesterday because the game's been played under dark clouds all game, except to say the sun came out when we got that last. When we got bowled out on our last innings, that's the only time the sun come out. And then today, you're thinking, crikey, blooming sunshine. But that's a great wicket to get Gary Balance, who's, you know, been the best batter, you know, for Yorkshire in the game. That's a huge moment. And then it was just about chipping away. And we've caught brilliantly. We've not put a chance down. Obviously led by the effervescent Tim Bresman to take six catches. You know, he's caught brilliantly, but Sam Haynes. Catch low down as well, which is outstanding. So look, I'm really pleased because it's about skill, but it's also about character. And as I said last week, to take the season deep, to take games deep, that's what you always want to do. And we turn up at Edgbaston and I'm not sure what 11 we'll be able to have. We've lost Briggsy the morning of the game, we've lost Rob Yates the day before the game, and that's been us all season. But we'll turn up to Edgbaston with a chance of winning it and go, you couldn't have asked for more.
You mentioned selection, of course there's one obvious question that people will have, is you had Chris Wokes for this game, which was very useful. Do you know whether you're going to be able to have him next week as well?
Wokes wants to play.
Yes, I'm sure he does.
Wokes wants to play. Lucky, it's his first game for the club championship wise in about 3 years, for no fault of his own, through COVID, through injuries, through quite rightly protecting him from England, but he wants to play, and we hope the ECB will allow a person who's a bear through and through and hasn't played a lot of cricket the opportunity to help his team win a championship, because those opportunities don't come very often.
Well, no doubt the other teams who are in contention will be asking the same questions.
I'm sure they are, definitely. But you know, Wokes is our player and he's the only one that we're bothered about.
Yeah, and I know how much it means to him. Look, this is quite a thing, isn't it, to go into the last round of games in with a shout. It's obviously going to be very competitive next week. That's all you can ask for your players, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's exciting. As I said, especially after last week, you know, to have
that really hurt, didn't it?
Well, it hurts because you've got three genuine opportunities to put the game to bed, and we couldn't. And fair play to Hampshire, wouldn't lie down. You know, as I said, to lose a toss and be under the pump with the bat like we were, and what we were four down for not many, etc. But we've hung in there as a team through desire, through character, through skill. And as you said, now you go into the last game. Whatever happens, you know, the whole team, the whole squad, and the whole of the county hopefully will take a lot of heart for the character that the team's seen. And as I keep going back to character, strength of mind counts for so much in sport.
And you just mentioned, obviously, Briggs and Yates close to this game. are they going to be available for next week or any of the others who haven't got? Well,
Rob Yates is living at home and his parents went down with COVID.
Oh, correct.
So he was forced to self-isolate, but he's obviously shared a house with two people with COVID. So you're hoping at the moment he hasn't gone down with it. And Briggsy went in the neck travelling up.
Right.
So we'll see where he is. We sent him home. It's just one of those things you've got to hope. Hope heals. Look, Beth didn't get a chance to ball, young Bethel, but again, you know, he got 15 and 8, which in the context of a low-scoring game and the little partnership that he puts on with Burgey and Brezzy in the last innings, he's invaluable and he's an outstanding fielder. So, as I say, we're accustomed now to not making do, but adjusting to whatever personnel we've got to put out. I mean, you'd love Ollie Dolby back.
Sure.
You'd love Henry Brooks back and Ollie Stone back. Ryan Sidebottom available, but we're not sure. We're definitely three out. Ryan's playing in the second team. George Gowett's playing in the second team. They look like they're coming through that unscathed, so at least we'll have an option there.